as we make a brief reference to our Detroit Lions from Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, wasn't that something? They were winning with 1 second left in the game.
Yeah.
One second left. If the defense just could have stopped before they got within field goal range.
How crazy was that to know that the Bears closed the game on an 8.5 minute, 18 play drive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I figured when the Lions made that, okay, so there's a lot of time left. Bears, maybe they're going to score, but we should still have time for one possession.
Mm-hmm.
Never got the ball back.
Never got it back. They needed to get a pick or do something. You shut them down, you know, third and fourth and out.
Yeah,
and
just stop something.
Yeah, it just didn't happen.
And even took the lead, or I mean, my gosh, 7-0 in the first quarter. Hey, how about that? And even if we fell behind, we still came back and had that 14-13 lead. You're thinking, maybe this is the day.
They did something in the first 2 minutes and then nothing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Swift getting that shoulder strain.
That didn't
sprain.
Help, yeah. Don't know his status for future games. Of course, Lions won't play until not this Sunday, obviously, but the following Sunday. If that's going to help or not, don't know.
Yeah, I guess
sure we'll know
like
more.
10 days, maybe they can get him recovered.
Because they could have certainly used him.
I saw other people say, oh, we're lucky they dodged a bullet. We're lucky they didn't do something stupid and win the ball game because they would have lost a good draft pick.
Nah, those guys, I mean, hey, yeah, they're making millions. They're playing a game. A lot of people say, you know, they have personal pride. They want to win.
They were also saying
professional athletes.
Saying coach was too busy calling the plays and things that he didn't do a good job of clock management.
Yeah.
And then to call two timeouts and get a penalty on it, and back-to-back timeouts, I don't know exactly how that works.
You can't call two timeouts in a row or you're going to be penalized for delay a game. And Dan Campbell's reasoning on that was coming out of the timeout, which is frustrating enough, the defense, apparently they had a confusion of the defense.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they were scrambling. They didn't know where they were going.
Campbell says if they'd have ran the play, the Bears would have scored a touchdown.
Yeah, right. So. Yeah, the other thing though I don't get is, well, wasn't it a game recently some team called timeout three times in a row to ice the kicker? So how did they get away, or did they get a charge with a delay of game or something?
No, that was a different, and I'm trying to remember what the difference was on that. Because, that was the Lions taking place. Oh, no, you know what I'm thinking of? That was college football.
Maybe the rules are different in college than they are in the pros.
Yeah. So there you go. Third game this season, the Lions have lost in the last second on a field goal.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Maybe one of these days we'll win one of those games on the last second field goal, and Dan Campbell will get that what would hope be a victory in his first year as the head coach, so he doesn't go through his entire first season with nothing more than a tie.
Well, they better recruit some tall basketball players or something so they're faster, taller, and can stop some of those kicks.
Block that kick. Lions again falling and still defeated for the entire year.
Mm.
6:45 on WSGW.
And then the Cowboys won and lost.
Yeah, the overtime game.
Yeah, that was something else.
Raiders beating
the Cowboys. There was some pretty good football to watch at times.
Well, the game last night was nothing as the Bills destroyed the Saints 31-6.
Yeah.
Hopefully there's better football this weekend with Michigan and Ohio State and Michigan State and Penn State. That'd be nice. Both teams at home to close out the regular season.
Yeah, we'll have the big house rocking, that's for sure.
11 a.m. is broadcast time, remember, for that game on 790 News Radio WSGW. Hey, and hey, Mount Pleasant should be rocking. Central's hosting Eastern today at noon.
Oh, so okay. Well, it's some fun Friday football. Good.